This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Matthew chapter 17, the mind-boggling truth of what God can do through you, if you'll give Him the chance. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
What's the most mind-boggling experience you've ever had? For me, I think it was my first trip to the Holy Land, where I actually looked at the things that Jesus saw and walked to places where He had walked. For the first day or so, I was in sort of a daze. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe I was really seeing these things. And perhaps that's the way Peter and James and John felt as they were with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. It was truly a mind-boggling experience. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2 describes the scene. After 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And there He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became white as light. For Jesus, the glory of His person was usually veiled and briefly displayed for the disciples to see. I'm sure their minds were boggled when they were permitted to see Him as He really was. And did you know that you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, are involved in a process of transfiguration as well? The word transfigured is the same word used by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where he exhorts us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are not to be conformed to the world, but transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we read that this is accomplished by the Spirit of the Lord, as the new nature of Jesus Christ is manifested in us. For us as believers, there's a gradual experience. And although it happens over a period of time, the results are clearly evident as we grow toward maturity in Christ. I remember the day many years ago when we brought our newborn son, Randy, home from the hospital. He couldn't walk, talk, feed himself, or do an honest day's work. He just laid there. In fact, he couldn't even focus his eyes. But not long ago, I watched Randy ski down a slope at Steamboat Springs. And I saw him soar into the air and do twirling helicopters before he came to a perfect landing. Incredibly, he had been transformed. But it happened one day at a time as he ate and exercised and grew. Christian, that's why our walk of daily discipleship is so important. Spiritual growth does not automatically happen with age. It comes only as we yield to the Lord, obey Him, and are transformed into His likeness. And isn't it mind-boggling what the Lord can do with us if we give Him the opportunity and the time? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
7 Minutes with God is one of the most practical booklets ever written on how to begin a daily time of fellowship with God. We'd like to send you a free copy to help you begin a daily quiet time. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy discusses the upside-down organizational chart in the kingdom of God on Daily Discipleship.